For thou hast been my help.
For thou hast been my help.
In the shadow of thy wings I sing for joy.
In the shadow of thy wings I sing for joy.
My soul clings to thee.
My soul clings to thee.
Thy right hand upholds me.
Thy right hand upholds me.
He said, thou hast been my help, and in the shadow of thy wings I sing for joy.
Thou hast been my help, and in the shadow of thy wings I sing for joy.
My soul clings to thee.
My soul clings to thee.
And my right hand upholds me. Thy right hand upholds me. He said, thy right hand upholds me. Now let me just read verses 9 to 11. You see the consequences of this. I think people start focusing on your enemies. When you operate like David is saying here, he said, but those who seek my life to destroy it will go into the depths of the earth. They will be delivered over to the power of the sword. They will be a prey for foxes. But the king will rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him will glory. For the mouth of those who speak lies will be stopped. Did you notice that? Listen, I've told people, oh, this one was just waking up, and if you do go MFM, you either repent of going to MFM or go and beg your pastor. You guys should focus on something else. Do you understand my point? Yes, you can use that energy and align your, you know, you instruct your body to love the Lord. Then you know what happens to those enemies? If peradventure they are there, you know, because most people are running after enemies. They don't have enemies, you know that. They just have troubles. And everybody has troubles. Jesus Christ had troubles. Everybody, even God has some troubles. You and I, we did give out enough wahala if he didn't have before. The fact that he has to think about us is an issue. So it doesn't mean he has a weak and rubbish enemies. I want to assure him is that. A lot of people just have challenges in life. The answer is enemy. I've seen people tell me before, say, ah, they have problems. They finish telling me the problem. I say, please, so where is the problem now? I have looked for a job, but I didn't find it. I said, so, is that what now proves to you that you have enemies? You want us to go to the road and see the number of people? There was a time, even the Lord, as far as I was there, was my enemy. I said that it was a friendly enemy. I would apply for a job, he would take it, and I would come and I say, you have come again. And I knew he was the one. I didn't cross my mind to rebuke the devil. It did not cross my mind to rebuke the devil. I would just look and say, Baba God, you have come again. And I was so sure. But there are times I'm applying for. That's what I'm having my youth service. As I'm talking to the MD, okay, I knew he won't give me the job. I know I'm not going to take it. But I just need to apply so it will be like I'm not a lazy bone. Because the Lord said, I have the job you will do. This one, forget it for a while. Are you getting my point? So if peradventure the enemies are real. When we do what is right, you know what happens? He said, but those who seek my life, everybody read it, for those who seek my life to destroy it, we go into the depths of the earth. They will be delivered over to the power of the sword.
They will be a prey for foxes.
But the king, that is me, will rejoice in God. Say, declare, but I will rejoice in God. Say, everyone who swears by him, that is God, will glory. So glory means just to be triumphant, you know, to rejoice, to overcome, all right, and to be triumphant, all right? So for the mouth of those who speak lies will be stopped. Now, listen, don't forget this psalm. This is a very hot psalm. It's a very hot incantation. Are you getting my point? Yeah, it is. It's a very, very good one. In fact, every psalm, once you can decode it, if it looks like it's not hot, you never decode them. You know the job God gave people like me? That's Pastor Banky and people who teach the word of God is to help people decode this. When you decode and finish, suddenly it has meaning. And when you go out next and you release it, just watch. You'll be praying. Just see some leave the rustle outside. I'm telling you, because the thing has been decoded. You know, there was a time John saw a book that was sealed. He began to cry because he knows that if you don't decode, the power is not released. You are getting what I'm trying to explain. So that is it. Let's use that one. That's for me, that's the first thing. We have given the Lord thanks extensively. But we have to speak to ourselves that in the midst of troubles, I must love the Lord. Let's begin to pray again. That's what we're going to do. Just begin to declare. Say, in the midst of troubles, I must love the Lord. I speak to my soul. My soul, love the Lord. Seek God early. Seek him early. Before you seek money, seek God. Before you seek material possession, seek God. Before you seek a wife, seek the Lord. I speak to you, my soul. Before you seek natural blessings, seek the Lord. I speak to you, you will love the Lord. The Spirit of Christ is in you. Therefore, you draw towards Jesus Christ. You draw towards the things that are in the heavens. You draw towards the things that are of God. I speak to you, my soul. Soul, hear me. You will love the Lord. You will rejoice in the Lord. You will seek the Lord more than your necessary breath. You will rejoice at the discovery of the Word of God. Say that you will spend your money first on the Word than on, before you buy clothes. Because it's important, God will tell you, you must buy a book. Every time you hear me preach, I'll tell you, have you read this book? You go out immediately and go and buy a copy. Stop hearing stories. I have talked so much about Demo Shakarian's book, Happiest Boy on Earth. I'm sure by now you should have bought a copy. Don't tell me you don't have money. If you have a phone, sell it. Sell it and go and buy. Give people your friend's phone number. They will be sending you these days anyway. That's even small. The phones are too cheap. Say, soul, you will love the Lord. You will spend your resources on the Word of God. You will. Declare. Say, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love His Word. I have esteemed His Word more than my necessary food. It's more priority to me, even though I am thirsty. And if they give me water or give me the Word of God, I will take the Word of God. Say, yes. If they give me water or give me the Word of God, in the midst of my thirst, I will take the Word of God. I will have time for the Word of God. I will have time to go and hear it. I will have time to pray it by myself at home. I will have time. I will get up at night and take a psalm and I will declare it. I will declare it because this is my food. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Hey, every day I'm understanding that more. God is saying that forget food. What you need is every word. Before you wake up and cook breakfast, speak a word concerning the day. Speak a word to your body. Speak a word concerning your health. Speak a word concerning your circumstances in life. Speak a word concerning your home. Speak a word concerning your family. Say, my soul, this is what you will do. You will delight in the Lord, and you will receive the blessing of delighting in the Lord. Speak to your soul. Now, everybody open your Bible to Psalm 1. Psalm 1. Now, we are decoding these scriptures, we are decoding them. Now, when we are reading Psalm 1, when you are reading it, when you hear, blessed is the man, just know it is you. Do you understand my point? Alright, so you are going to speak to about yourself. I want to tell a story about Pastor Bank. Blessed is Pastor Bank. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you put your name there. You can say, blessed is the man, because we are reading together. But as you are saying it, you know it is you are talking about. Do you follow my point?
Yeah.
Now, I want us to read it. I'll read verse 1. I'll read the line, but then you repeat that one so that everybody will feel our atmosphere and our ears with the word. It says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. And that's me. You know what I'm saying? Now, read it loud.
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
I think you should tap your chest to be good. You know, it's part of our incantations, of our emotions. Blessed is the man or woman, if you feel more comfortable. Who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners,
nor
sit in the seat of scoffers.
But
my delight is in the law of the Lord. I couldn't help that.
He
said, but my delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law I meditate day and night. Say, I am blessed because I do not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
I am blessed because I do not walk in the counsel
of the wicked. Nor do I stand in the path of sinners.
Nor
sit in the seat of scoffers.
My delight is in the law of the Lord.
And in his word I meditate day and night. Now listen. First, I will read it and then you will use your own incantations. You understand? This is what God said is your reward for the dedication of verses 1 and 2. Listen, it said, you will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Which yields its fruit in its season.
Amen.
Did I hear another amen?
Amen.
And your leaf will not wither.
Amen.
And in whatever you do, you will prosper.
Amen.
Listen, let me quickly decode what it means when say leaf does not wither. You know, this afternoon, there's one guy who helps my wife, you know, business. Before, she had to always travel to go and get her things. Then God opened the door once, all right? And there's a man, she virtually in quote, employed, you know, in quote. The guy now called her this morning that he's traveling, he'll be gone for some time. So the first thing is that, so what's going to happen to my supply? Do I have to start traveling again and everything? Do you understand my point? That is what the Bible, when the Bible said that he is free in his own season. There are seasons outside. There's a rainy season, than the dry season. So what people experience depends on the season they are working in. But this tree has its own season. I don't know what I get what I'm saying. It has its own season. So there are times that leaves wither, other people's leaves wither, because one man has disappeared. The person was helping before, he's no longer there. Therefore, profit drops, supplies drop. But he said the person who attends to the word of God and does not listen to the counsel of the wicked and stand in the path of sinners or sit in the seat of scoffers, but that attention he keeps to the word of God, what will happen is that his own season, all right, is what he's operating by. It's not operating by environmental seasons. So when leaves are supposed to wither, something will just happen. His own leaf will not wither. When one door closes, you know, God never leaves it without doors. Just look around. When there's crisis here and there, God says, look up. You'll see beyond there, salvation is near. Are you getting my point? You know what happened? These days, you know, in recent times, because of General Soludo, General Sanusi, that's what one of my friends called him. And just within left, right, and center. It is forbidden for a Christian to tremble. It is forbidden for a Christian to tremble. The problem, you know, we don't eat the proper diet. We don't. That's the major problem. We are not planted. That's the proper diet. Well, that's it. People could fear. You know, one of my friends, he works in a big, you know, one of these companies, you know, that people pray to God to open doors for them and they are made. He said, with all the money his friends are earning, they are afraid. That you see them lament and say, if I lose this job, I'm dead. You see men that have been earning millions for years and they are still afraid. That, did they lose this job? So they, because of this global crisis, it's affected them also. So they were expecting layoffs. So see trembling. A lot of people, that's when they start going to church. And God doesn't answer those prayers. You know why he doesn't bother? Because you are telling him, God, help this my idol not to collapse. If you were God, you're going to say that kind of rubbish. He said, God, help this my idol. It's about to collapse. The only thing that's keeping me alive, God, help it not to collapse. In fact, if the thing was shaking before, God will help me shake some more. So that the thing can fall down properly. So that you can trust in the Lord. Do you get my point? Listen to me. Look, God wants to do something good. The Bible says the eye of the Lord is running to and fro the whole earth. You know what he's doing? He's doing like this. Looking for who to show himself strong on the person's behalf. He said, but that person must be one whose heart is perfect towards him. That is, you are in the midst of layoffs. Two things God does. He can ensure that nobody remembers you to lay you off, number one. Or number two, he said, they lay you off only for a greater blessing. 2 years after the layoff, you go and be calling those your guys who you were co-laid off that time. You understand? Now, but I know you're very hardworking. I get a job for you. They say, hey, okay, me, I bring my CV. He say, you don't need CV, I'm the boss. The person go, look, what are you talking about? He say, wait, when you were that much, were they paying you? Don't be so. If you would just work as hard as we were working then, that time you used to resume at 7 o'clock and close at 9 p.m. Don't be so. Now, resume at 7, close at 6. I pay you the same thing they were paying you. The only thing that, now, we'll not be friends again, now I'll be boss. So when I enter, now, yes, sir, good morning. No, these are the kind of things that God does. You know why? Because you are not operating by environmental seasons. You are operating by your own season. So listen to the word of God again. He said, you will be like a tree, firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, in its own season. Its leaf does not wither, no matter what outside circumstances are saying. And in whatever you do, you prosper. Did I hear amen?
Amen.
If you put your hand on water, it will prosper.
Amen.
If you put your hand on gravel to sell, it will prosper.
Amen.
If you decide to start sewing clothes, Chinese people will not be able to make you collapse because of their low prices.
Amen.
Do you understand my point?
Amen.
Listen, in the wilderness, there were different reasons why people died. There was drought, there was serpent, there was this, there were all kinds of reasons why people should die in the wilderness. But God said concerning the child of God, they only die because of unbelief. Do you understand my point? If you want to analyze the death of the whole Israelite nation above the age of 20 in the wilderness, there was a time there was an epidemic. It came because of food poisoning. They ate meat that was not well preserved. Therefore, the salmonella began to proliferate inside their intestines, and the E. coli was the enteroinvasive type. And therefore, there was release of blood and fluid, and the dysentery that followed, they led to dehydration and this and that, and then they died of hypovolemic shock. that was the cause of death in 50,000 people. After that, oh, there was a time. You keep on telling stories. You tell stories. When you finish, God said, my verdict, they died for unbelief. It's unbelief. Do you understand my point? The same situation is right now in the country. Oh, but how far with business now? You say, you know, say never don't they work. And you are betting, look, we can analyze it. Never don't they work. What happened? After they banned importation of this one, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? By the time you finish telling stories, every logical person will be able to see your point. So, bros, you have all the excuses for failure. Don't be so. Yeah. But they ask God, say, why did this bros fail? God will say, because of what? Unbelief. He said, as one door was closing, they said, oh, power was not being generated. He said, I had this. The Bible says he has hidden wisdom for the upright. So I had this wisdom hidden for him. I wanted to use that power failure to make him into a billionaire. But he was there whining, calling himself a victim of power failure, not knowing that he's a salvation, he's a savior of power failure. God never looks at children, his children, that they withered because of environmental problems. Say no. They wither for only one reason. What is that?
Unbelief.
I was giving my wife counsel the other day. She was telling me, how would this work? I said, listen, my girl, I give you an assignment. First, go and decide whether you want to do it or not. I said, when you have decided you want to do it, you will find out the way by which it works. Because indeed, God hides wisdom for the upright. That man that was reading his book, Eat More Chicken, the Chick-fil-A man, Tread Cat, one of my friends, the book happens to be in our house, so we're just reading it. The man said that he has this recipe for making chicken. And what surprised him was that before him, KFC was there, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they not do chicken. See, all of them, this particular one, he was the first person in U.S. as a restaurant chain to be doing, you know, like you have a hamburger, this one is chicken burger, something like, you know what I'm saying? That nobody else did before him. Nobody. He still doesn't understand what happened to all of them. Couldn't they see this was doable? After they started, all right, you know, some did, they collapsed. After he started, some now started, they couldn't do it. When he was done, I said, you see, this is a spiritual. God will just put he'll remove the spirit of sweet taste from their mouths once they are eating other people's own. He said, hamburger, go to McDonald's. You want chicken burger, go to my guy. That is, you know, no, really. And the guy turning over $1 billion per annum selling chicken. In fact, was my wife analyzing that thing, you know, one of these posters, the billboard, you see cow, right? Two cows writing. I know what they write on it. Eat more chicken. It didn't strike me until my wife pointed out to me yesterday that you can't see the point. The beef is telling guys, go and eat chicken. Listen, Christians don't fail because of economic hardship. They fail because of what? Unbelief. They don't fail because there's no money to finance their business. They fail because of what?
Unbelief.
And how do you know unbelief? Listen, let me ask you a question. Let us assume now, God says, see this banky guy. He has $5 billion. Bill Gates and my friend before. So Bill Gates just dash and $5 billion to take set two guys for Niger. Let me ask you a question. And the word leaks out. How many human do you think you see at my door every day? No, think about it. If I will create a special line for pastors. Yeah, it's true. Because all, everybody, pastors will come, imams will come, students will come, workers will come, people who are trying to start business, all kinds of human beings. Why? Because salvation is in this house. Are you getting my point? Yeah, you want to connect to the source of salvation. Does that not make sense? Let us assume you are on the queue. And you've been on the queue for 2 days. They gave you tally. Don't see me. There are five spaces before it's your turn. They say your father just arrived from Lagos. Say they call you for where is the? You go there and say, they come. Let me come, Papa. You get money for me now. I did it. Now I forget that. You will only. They say, it's your father. I say, listen. Even Jesus Christ didn't answer his mother when issues were on ground. They leave me. No, that is what you are going to do. You will quickly explain to them that, look, you will bring phone, say, Daddy, I heard you are around. And your father said, I'm traveling right away. I said, Daddy, you don't get the point. I'm coming. What's your problem? I'm leaving now. I'm just passing through. I just want to see you. I said, Daddy, you don't get the point. It's almost my turn. Your turn where? You get what I'm saying? Now, listen. If indeed you believe, that the source of your strength is the word of God, What can, you know, people make me laugh. They say, Pastor, I was telling my wife the other day, I went somewhere once, one woman heard me preach. I wanted to go and preach, so they invited me somewhere. She ran after me. That she had never heard word like this. You see her face, it was glory, glory of God, that kind of thing. That, please, where's my church? I said, unfortunately, I don't get church. So this kind of anointing, where do I read this? I said, okay, that won't be a problem. Saturday evenings. He said, Saturday 5 p.m. They busy that time. See why I refuse to do church? I hate people who come to a place where it's convenient. I like to make your life miserable by coming 5 p.m. on Saturday. Let's see whether you really want to come. You understand? He said, no, she's very busy that time. I said, okay. My own is, I didn't come to you. I don't know you. I never saw you before. I have not seen her since that day. I can't recognize her. Maybe she has come here since. I don't even know. But if indeed you believe that word, no, I tell my wife that if there's a place, I'll go and tap word. One day I was editing. I said, see, now they enjoy you. He said, what do you mean? He said, so you didn't want that they preach this kind of thing. Because I was getting blessed. I said, listen, if there's a pastor who is blessing me the way I'm blessing you, and he meets at 5 p.m. on Saturday, I shift my own to 4 p.m. No, 4 p.m. Once his wife will call, like, guys, bye-bye. And I will tell you where I'm going. There's nothing hiding it. Do you understand my point? The disciples of Jesus, John, they came to meet him and said, can you see what he's doing? Jesus said, did I not tell you? John said, did I not tell you? He must increase. I must decrease. Meanwhile, by that time, Peter and Co, they don't miss. They don't abandon John. Seriously, they were with John before. They don't abandon. He said, behold the Lamb of God. He said, that's who? Give me my bag. So when you are going to Bible, they say, something happened. You know, that would make me laugh. They say, man, you, they play. In fact, if I heard here that you, because man, you was playing somebody, you didn't come for Bible study, you are my enemy from that day. I will ban you from coming for coming from Kingdom Work Co-workers meeting, if you're one of my co-workers. Come nonsense that you decrease for here. Do you know what I mean? Some overpaid adults running after robber will not offend anybody. Kicking the guy up and down. One day, we calculated can one course fee. The guy was earning 21 million naira a week. Is it a week or a month? No. When they analyze, they say, I'm going to sit down there and be doing, And they go back to study. I must earn my own 21 million naira a week. What kind of knowledge is that? No matter how much I watch you, I'm not going to earn anything. Football is good, but he has his time. When you don't chop, but when you have been refreshed, you're not cross-leg. I say, okay, oh yeah, Drogba, is that you? Okay. Go ahead. Is that what the word of God says you should play? That is good. Let's declare it one more time. Say, I am a blessed man.
I
do not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Nor do I stand in the path of sinners.
I
do not sit in the seat of scoffers.
My delight is in the law of the Lord.
And in that word I meditate day and night. Say, I am like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
I yield my fruit in my season.
I don't yield my fruit in Nigerian season.
I don't yield my fruit according to IMF season.
I yield my fruit in my season.
My leaf does not wither.
And in whatever I do,
I prosper.
That book I said my wife and I are reading. Let me just share a testimony with you from it with you, and then we'll close. One day they had severe crisis because everybody now started doing chicken business. So they, and because they only use one part of chicken, so the drive, all right, for that part of chicken was terrible. So price was going up, supply was scarce, and there was some crisis here and there. That fuel crisis. Anyway, they had a lot of crisis. So the man and his sons and some of their directors, they sat down together and said, what is going on? By the time they finished, one of his sons said, why are we here? Are you hearing this? Why are we here? You think that's okay, we have crisis. No, what he meant was that, why are we in business? Then they asked themselves and said, it's true, why are we in business? The father said, it's true, why are we in business? That is, they forgot the crisis. Oh my God, I pray that you will get this point. Why are we in business? They say, okay, we are here to show forth the excellence of God. We are here to be a blessing to everybody that we meet. So they say, okay, so everything is solved. They ended the meeting and realized that they forgot to discuss the problems.
and they made plaques to write out their focus for life, why they are here, and pasted it on all their restaurants. They did not address the situation outside, and their sales jumped 28% that year. Without addressing the situation outside, their sales jumped 28% in the heat of crisis. Crisis big enough for them to call an emergency executive meeting. Except that one young boy forgot the reason why they came and took them into the real reason why God allows crisis in the life of believers. And he said, why are we here? And they finally told themselves why they are there. And they wrote those things on plaques. And they put them outside their restaurant. And their sales jumped 28%. Listen, we get the juju way with the use. I told you, look, we are the real juju men. No? Some people go and hang leaf and die. No, that man just hung a word. God used to tell the children of Israel, the children of Israel used to paste, they used to paste scriptures around on their head, in their clothes, everything. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, with all everything that you have. I was counseling some young men the other day, they're starting a business. I said, whatever you do, make sure there is something that speaks concerning your faith. I don't know how you're going to do it. It can be how you spend your money. It can be how you do your plaques. It can be the name you choose. It can be how you start all your meetings. Even if you are standing before the president. It can be. But something must reflect what you believe. Because the source of strength, the source of victory for the child of God is the word of God. Like I said earlier, if Bill Gates gave me $5 billion to help people settle in Nigeria, you know they can't kill. How you will patiently wait if you were not a man of faith? Because God knows banking doesn't kill in such places. No, I need that. Look, ask my wife. One day she said that, she looked at me and said, when people say people backslide, you, can you backslide? Do you know where to slide to? She said, since I knew you, I don't know you for any other thing. To people who don't have faith, that's the one that will go and kill. I won't kill for anybody. Don't know that. You know why I won't kill? God may just find me there and kill me. You know, that's my fear. God, you look at Banky. What is he doing here? He can't see big man because he find money. Give me a sword. So then he have a heart attack. It's in the Bible like that. Go and see Moses. Moses, God saw Moses misbehaving. Give me a sword. As God was pursuing Moses, nice people are saying, here, trouble. Give me a knife. Quickly circumcise their son. There are things you need to circumcise in your life so that you might live. Oh God. I know what I'm saying. Sometimes I don't do any fear. I tell people, say, ah, you, I please that kind of message. God will put me out of ministry. Like I always used to say, you not give my wife to somebody else. And I want to pay me pass. You'll die suddenly, you'll give your wife somebody else. And I don't agree. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. But the way people who don't have that faith will patiently wait. Those who have the faith, they wait patiently somewhere else. Are you getting my point? That's what the Bible is talking about. I will seek the Lord who is hiding his face from Israel. That's what Isaiah said. Because if God doesn't show his face to me, I'm in trouble. So I will seek the Lord. I will wait. God, you must show me something. Did they just Jacob got caught God? Ah! He said, fine. You are not going anywhere. God injured the man. The guy said, you are not going anywhere until you give me a word. Do you understand that? Let's read that scripture one more time and then we'll close. Say, I'm a blessed man.
I'm a blessed man.
I walk not in the counsel of the wicked.
I walk not in the counsel of the wicked.
I do not stand in the path of sinners.
I do not stand in the path of
I do not sit in the seat of scoffers.
I do not sit in the seat of scoffers.
My delight is in the law of the Lord.
My delight is in the law of the Lord.
And in that law I meditate day and night.
In that law I meditate day and night.
I am like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
I am like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
I yield my fruit in my own season.
I yield my fruit in my own season.
I yield my fruit in the season God created for me.
I yield my fruit in the season God created.
I have my own time.
I have my own time.
I'm not chasing somebody else's time.
I'm not chasing somebody else's
time. I will manifest fully in my own time.
I will manifest fully in my own time.
Say, I will take roots downwards.
I will take downwards.
That I may bear fruit upwards. Say, my leaf does not wither.
My leaf does not wither.
In whatever I do,
I prosper.
Let us give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, I thank you because of the power of your word.
Say, Father, I thank you. Don't forget as you are giving thanks that this is not the end. This is the beginning. You are going to continue this thing as you go home. You are going to continue this as you sleep. When you wake up at night, utter a word. When you wake up, have a Bible beside your bed. When you don't have anything to do, just flip open and look. If you think the Bible sometimes can be hard for people, all right? Buy books, have them around. There are books that contain prophetic utterances. Have them around. And you read it and utter something. The books are decoding, you know, every, if you see computer, they have a codec, coding and decoding. God has given pastors and teachers so that you will be able to decode the prophecies. That's why you should get books and keep them. There's the decoding sequences, all right? So as to help you understand. This is the beginning, it's not the end. You go home and you continue giving thanks. You go home and you continue declaring. Listen to me, it will not happen. Listen. There will nobody, I said this on radio, let me say it again. Nobody who believes this word that I preach will fail in life.
Amen.
I said, you can't even die. It's not even possible.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
And the Lord cause his face to shine upon you brightly.
Amen.
All your dark places he will illuminate.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's share the grace in fellowship.
Grace,
the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Let us now forevermore. Amen. Share our brethren. The word loves.